A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8, verses 5 to 11. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." Jesus said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. To another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. We have to watch our prejudices. They can lead us to make mistakes. A Roman would have been prejudiced against a Jew, a master against a slave, and the reverse is also true. Both Jesus and the centurion had to act against their prejudices. A centurion concerned about his slave. In Jesus' day, he would have got rid of a sick slave. Today's story gives some insight into the character of the centurion, a compassionate man. He was also a respectful man. He knew that it was forbidden for a Jew to go into the house of a Gentile. He could have used power, but did not want to do that. Jesus took these signs as proof of the centurion's faith and said something that was heresy to the Jews. Not only did Jesus heal the servant, but he proclaimed the faith of the centurion and said that his faith was his salvation. The Jews believed that only they could be at the heavenly banquet. We still struggle with our own prejudices, religious and national prejudices, even party politics and polarization. How wrong these things are. When you see good being done, recognize the good person. That is the basis of faith and what God wants to see in us. This is an Advent lesson.